You're listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Richard Bassett. With me is Russell Ray, editor of the Journal Record. Russell, good to speak with you again.
It's good to be here, Richard. Thanks for having me.
Catherine Sweeney's recent article on the Oklahoma Ethics Commission covered the commission's proposed amendment that, if approved, would allow the agency to begin controlling so-called indirect lobbying. Could you give us the backstory on this and what the Ethics Commission wants to accomplish with this change?
Absolutely. This is a controversial rule change that has sparked a heated debate over the need for transparency versus the need for privacy. There are campaigns for individual candidates, and there are campaigns for legislative issues. The names of donors to candidate campaigns and the amount of money they are contributing must be disclosed to the public under state ethics rules. Donors to campaigns for legislative issues and their contributions are kept private. So some state lawmakers want to change that by requiring the names of donors and their contributions to specific legislative issues be disclosed to the public. And so these types of campaigns are known as indirect lobbying efforts.
So the proposed amendment would require any individual who donates money to such efforts disclose their personal information?
That's right. Indirect lobbying includes paid advertisements on all platforms, the hiring of lobbyists, and any contribution exceeding $500 to advocate for or against legislation. The rule change would essentially mandate the disclosure of the donor's name, address, occupation, and employer. Critics of the amendment have a problem with that.
During the most recent election cycle, there were several commercials encouraging Oklahomans to vote one way or the other on the various state questions. But by the end of the ads, it was usually rather ambiguous as to who was trying to influence their vote. Is that an example of something proponents of this amendment would like to see changed?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, that's the main purpose of the amendment. That is to provide more clarity to voters about the groups behind these legislative campaigns.
So the critics of the proposed rule change say that if a private citizen wants to support a particular piece of legislation, which may not be popular, their coworkers, neighbors, or whoever will be able to see that they did. Have proponents responded to any safety concerns or privacy issues raised by opponents?
No, not according to our story, but you are right in that critics said the disclosure of names and addresses could have a chilling effect, especially for people in the minority on a specific issue.
So I'm curious what other concerns opponents may have, because according to Catherine's article, Trent England, the executive vice president of the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs, said more than 2,000 people have signed the group's petition against the rule change.
Well, England said the measure was inappropriate because the Ethics Commission is designed to regulate public officials, not private voters, he said. Jonathan Small, president of the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs, criticized the measure as well, saying transparency is for government and privacy is for people.
What's the timeline for a vote on this proposed amendment, and if and when it could be implemented?
Well, the commission decided to continue the hearing process on the rule before taking a vote. Members will meet for more public comment on January 25th.
Russell Ray is the editor of the Journal Record. Thanks for your time today, Russell.
My pleasure, Richard. Thank you.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News. You'll find links to the stories we discussed during this episode at journalrecord.com. And this conversation and previous episodes of the Business Intelligence Report are available on our website, kgou.org. While you're there, you can check out other features and podcasts produced by KGOU and our State Impact Reporting Team. For KGOU and the Business Intelligence Report, I'm Richard Bassett.